K's Picnics by Eliza Cohn. In July, 18 years ago, my parents brought their one-month-old daughter to K's Picnic. It was a gorgeous yard that was just across the street. They had met Kay, and the old woman had seemed kind and generous. My parents had lived in Seattle for a while, and the picnic seemed like a good place to connect to the unfamiliar neighbors nearby to them. Kay's yard is about 1 acre. If you look at it from my house, the green leaves of the massive trees shoot up into the air. Everywhere you look, there's green, and you can always follow the leaves down to the wide trunk. When you're there, you can see the lush garden that grows in the middle. Colorful flowers burst up between tall grasses and thin trees. Ivy snakes its way around the garden, and an old stone water fountain gives a small trickle of water. Out of all the trees, one especially enormous one holds the chains of the swing. It's wood, and the chain is rusty and squeaky, but riding on it is pure joy. If you get pushed hard enough, the tips of your feet tickle the leaves that the tree hangs down. Tilting your head back, you can see that between the mess of branches and leaves, the blue sky fills in the holes. Invitations are sent out in late June, and we smile as the bright pink square arrives in the mail. Invitations are sent out to nearby neighbors, but somehow the yard is always filled. Crazy kids on a sugar high run and scream with the wind, while old proper women who dress in fancy clothes and sit at the tables sip red wine and spread creamy brie cheese on crackers. There are babies crying as they lie on blankets, as toddlers tear into fried chicken. I usually can be found by the badminton net, my brother, sister, and I laughing as we bask in the warm but fading evening sun. A soccer game can usually be found, and little kids bring out toys to play with on the cool grass. When I was younger, my siblings and I used to love to hand out desserts at these picnics. I'd load up trays with juicy watermelon, the sticky juice running down my arms. We'd go inside Kay's house, and as she opened up her freezer, we'd pile trays with ice cream bars for the grown-ups, while us kids liked colorful push-up pops. I remember the bright lights of her freezer burning into my eyes as the coldness made my arms shiver, longing to escape into the heat. It's a memory of bright popsicles that made my teeth hurt and my hands stained with red and orange, one that will always make me remember the picnics.